Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So, happy 2022. Interest rates are at zero. Our government is printing money, $5 trillion in new money to be exact. We're told Russia's on the verge of waging war with Ukraine. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Inflation is at 7.5%. Something's not adding up, is it? So what can you do? You can play it safe by putting some of your assets into precious metals and keeping your money free from inflation. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers. Just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? Call 877-646-5347 or visit the website noblegoldinvestments.com.
The bright news is, you know, God can turn this around in a second. It's just going to be enough people that, follow God and try to hear what he tells them to do and to get involved. And I really think we can turn this around. But if we stay on this course, we're definitely screwed.
Hey guys, that was Robert Beatles, and we dropped some bombshells in this one. Election fraud, bombshells, and we cover so much more as well. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, Bitcoin was up 20% in just 5 days. Yes, crypto is a very volatile space, but that's exactly why a lot of people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to mydigitalmoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. Mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. As I speak, Sleepy Joe Biden will be addressing the nation. The real state of the union is this: we are no better off than we were a year or two ago. And there is no way that imposter in chief can possibly make the case that we are. Inflation, 7.5%. We are no longer energy independent. The world is not a safer place. War in Ukraine, fear-mongering, war-mongering. It will never end as long as these people have power. And we're going to break it all down tonight and drop some bombshells with my friend Robert Beatles. How are you, Robert?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Well, I had no idea that YouTube took down your YouTube channel, Crypto Beatles, a year ago. So welcome to the club.
Yeah, I'm in good company. It's quite all right.
No one is safe. All right. So what do you make of the real state of the union? As we're having this conversation, the clown in chief, who is an imposter president, we should actually be watching this live and break it down together, because how in the world is this man even going to get through a speech?
Well, it just really goes to tell you how important our elections really are. And when our elections don't count, this is the kind of shenanigans that happen that have global consequences for the entire world. And it's a terrifying thought to think about this puppet being up there and the people that are pulling his strings and what they have in plan for us.
I want to play a soundbite in a second about Ukraine. It's a soundbite from a Ukrainian parliament member, which I think is very telling. But first, let me do a screen share and help me break this down, Robert. We'll go to my site, thephaser.com. I'm going to play this at 1.5 speed. Not very long here, but it's Tim Truth explaining that Pfizer, due to the FOIA request, had to provide this data, and it's the data that they wanted buried for 75 years, and it's beyond shocking. Listen to this.
So Pfizer just published this document, seemingly begrudgingly, in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. And this was the one where the FDA stepped in and sought court approval to make us wait until 2096 for this data. Now, thankfully, a judge somewhere ordered the FDA to release the data today. And it's a very interesting set of documents. This is one document that I want to focus on here. It's called 5.3.6, Cumulative Analysis of Post-Authorization Adverse Event Reports for BNT162b2, which is the Pfizer vaccine. through February 28th, 2021. Now, I don't trust any of the figures in here, but there's a very interesting section at the bottom where they list out a huge litany of adverse events of special interest in Appendix 1. It's a massive list. Pages and pages and pages.
1B36 deletion syndrome. 2-hydroxyglutaric aciduria. 5 single-quote nucleotides increased. Acoustic neuritis. Acquired C1 inhibitor deficiency. Acquired epidermolysis bullosa. Acquired epileptic aphasia. Acute cutaneous lupus erythematosus.
These are the effects of the mRNA vaccine, Robert. They're not side effects. They are the effects. This reading of this list goes on for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. I don't think these are like effects. I think these are features. I think that, coming from somebody who got damaged as a child, my parents didn't know any better. And so they vaccinated me when I was an infant, and I spent the first 8 years of my life fighting for it. That's why I don't vaccinate my kids or any of that kind of stuff, because they didn't know any better. But when you look at this stuff, it's really not adverse reactions and things like that. It's really just kind of features, because we already know that these sick people that are pushing this stuff, they benefit on both sides. So they make a ton of money when they sell the vaccines, and then the healthcare, they make a ton of money when they treat the side effects or the features of these things. And it's really sick. And then of course you have the people on top that want to depopulate. And then depending on what experts you're listening to and all the different things that you're looking under the microscope, obviously these are not vaccines. There's something far more sinister at play here. I mean, if they really cared about our health, they would be giving us gym memberships and teaching us about organic foods rather than pumping us full of this stuff and limiting our travel and who we can see and where we can go and all that type of stuff. I mean, this is some serious next level evil that these people are subjecting the weak to, that that fall for it and take this. It's horrible. It really is. But I see these things as features, and I see it by design, which may be controversial to some of the scientists out there. But I think there's so much facts out there and so much science that just proves there's no benefit in taking these. But there's so many, I guess you could call it, if you want to play their word games, adverse reactions or features that these things give you. They're not called for. It's all about money. It's all about, probably depopulation. And then if they don't die, they get paid again for treating the people.
Well, you said elections have consequences, and we know that's true. Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. But let me ask you this. What are the consequences, or what should the consequences be for this level of fraud by Pfizer, by the FDA, by the CDC, by Fauci, by the NIH? I mean, in my opinion, these are not only Nuremberg level crimes. These are crimes that should be paid for with death. And I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for justice.
Yeah, I truly believe that there should be a unbiased court that tries these people. And if they're found guilty, I believe it's genocide. And we all know what, what typically happens when somebody's found guilty of genocide or things of that nature.
Well, since the imposter in chief is speaking tonight, and he shouldn't be, because he didn't win the election, he did not get 81 million votes. I want to share this news item before we have you drop some bombshells. Zuckerberg election funds violated Wisconsin bribery laws, special counsel fines. Well, no kidding. He and his Chinese wife donated $400 million, or I don't know what the number was, but it's a staggering amount of money, more than that, to help steal these elections. And it is bribery. It totally is bribery. And they did steal the election.
Yeah, 100%. And we can prove it. And we've got, God and one of the greatest teams on the planet that just take Nevada, for instance. For the past year, we've been diving in deep to figure out how exactly they did it. Like, we already knew. We saw, November 3rd, we saw January 6th. We saw that the people that were put in charge of trying to, remedy this just kept falling short. And we kept seeing patterns in all the things that they were saying. And it looked like they were more just biding time or getting paid to sell hopium. So we started digging into Nevada at a very deep level, figuring out who everybody was, what the responsibilities were, how the election system works, who's in charge of all the different moving parts of it. And then, of course, digging into the actual data itself, doing canvases, figuring out the algorithms that were used in machines, figuring out their mail ballot scams, figuring out their harvesting scams, figuring out all these different things. Our team is incredible. And we just spent a lot of time figuring this out. And then so we broke some of this at the county commission meeting on, February 22nd, I believe. So on February 22nd, you know, I called them all out for treason because a lot of these people, I believe, knew that this was going on. We have five county commissioners just in Washoe County, Nevada. We have five county commissioners, and one of them refused to certify the election due to all the claims of fraud and all the things that she had heard and things that she had seen and been personally told by people. So she refused to certify it. The other four did. So, you know, we had one patriot, and then we had four, whatever you want to call them. And anyways, so on the 22nd, you know, we dug through just some very simple stuff for people that they could understand. It's from their own data, from the Register of Voters in Washoe County. We show that the Washoe County, just the fraud that happened in Washoe County was enough to flip the entire state. So that means from president, you know, to senators, all the state elections, plus most likely everything at a county election too. And if you just think of the structure, the way that Clark County and Washoe County, which are the two largest counties in Nevada, if you look at the way their system is set up, it is completely set up for corruption. You have a county commission, okay, made up of five or six people. It's like six in Las Vegas, Clark County, and five in Washoe. They appoint a county manager who then typically appoints a register of voters. So the register of voters is in charge of the elections. Now, you have the register of voters who's appointed and the county manager who's appointed. And so they're all under the county commissioners. Now, if you're a unscrupulous, sketchy county commissioner who's got some buddies that he wants to get into a certain office, or maybe doesn't like somebody, wants to get somebody out of office, in theory, they could do this. All right. And then when you explain to them with their own numbers, it doesn't require any algorithms, doesn't require any formulas, doesn't require anything like that. It's literally two sets of books. One from the Register of Voters, and then one from the Register of Voters and Secretary of State's websites. And you'll clearly see that there's huge discrepancies between the two, just using their own math. It literally requires an IQ above 80 to understand this. I'm happy to share a screen if you want, but just so you can kind of wrap your brain around this, everybody out there. In 2020, in Washoe County, we had supposedly 304,000 registered voters. Okay, so in 2020, 304,000 registered voters. But then from 2020 to 2022, they added 180,000 new voters. Okay, but when you look at the website today, it says we have 308,000 new voters. So you're like, hold on a second, Beatles. You're telling me that over 2 years, it only shows 4,000 more voters on the website. But when you look at their books, they added 180,000 new voters. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. So 180,000, even if you just took out the 2020 and you just went with the 2021 numbers and the 2022 numbers, they added 94,000 people and change. So when you start looking through the data, I'll show you really quick here. See if I can find it. Here we go. So this here is just like math for kindergarten, right? So you have 304,000 in 2020, and then you've got 300, and I think it's like 308,000 right now.
Can't see it.
So you can't see this.
Yeah, it says Beatles have started screen sharing, but I don't see it.
Interesting. It says please restart. So let me stop it. Let me start it again. You see that?
Can't see any documents or your desktop. It just says Beatles has started screen sharing. What is going on?
It says please restart sharing. It has stopped unexpectedly. So it doesn't look like it's going to allow me to share. For whatever reason, Zoom doesn't want the audience, the fam out there, to see.
Maybe you could send it to me. I'll just put it up.
Yeah, I'll send you some links. But yeah, let me you can still see me fine, right?
Right.
So you'll find that in 2020, there was 304,000 registered voters. You'll find in 2022, there's about 308,000 registered voters. But you'll see that they added 84,221 people in 2020. You'll see that they added 84,216 people in 2021 and 11,107 people through Valentine's Day. So again, you've got 180,000 people. Even if you just subtracted the 2020, you still have 95,323 people added to the voter rolls. But it only shows on the website they went up 3,000 or 4,000. So then when you start digging in, you start looking at the numbers. You're like, okay, let's take a closer look. Then you'll find in 2020, the actual registered voter amount was 212,000 voters. So, but then we had 252,000 votes. So you have 212,000 voters, but 252,000 votes, 40,000 more votes than voters. And as you go through the years, you'll see that this is just a reoccurring type, you know, example of what's happening. We always have more votes than voters, and they don't realize what they have in their own data. And they try to you know, refute this. They did it on a little hit piece that they tried to do on me and the team, saying, well, Beatles doesn't understand that, you know, we have inactive and active voters. And what he's looking at is inactive voters removed from it. And plus, we remove dead people and we remove people who move out of state and all this types of stuff. And so he just doesn't really understand. But what they don't understand is we've got 30 years of data. So we've been watching them and we've seen how many people that they've removed and people that are still out of state and people that are still dead. And now they're having babies and families and everything else going on. So we have all that evidence. And so how do they do it? They just either attack me, the messenger, or they just ignore it altogether. We've asked, we're like, hey, okay, cool. If we're wrong, then show us all the people that you've removed because we got 30 years of data. So we'll be able to see if you're telling the truth or not. But then one of the things that's interesting is they use these inactive and active voters to throw elections, it appears, as we've heard in other states. So what that means is if you have somebody that's inactive, they're considered inactive if they don't vote in two elections, right? Two federal elections. So if you have, imagine, a bloated voter roll, say, for instance, you have 307,000 voters, but only half of them are actually real. So say you got about 153,000 voters, right? Well, if you have like 65,000 inactive voters, the night of the election, you could hit pause. You can flip all the inactives to actives in about 15 minutes, vote them, flip them all back to inactive. Nobody would know except the register of voters. And then you announce your results. You have your votes out there and everybody sees how many registered voters you have and they don't realize that half of them are fake. And so when they flip from inactive to active and vote them, nobody's the wiser for it unless you're part of this part of the scheme. And so when you have the county commissioners that oversee the county manager who oversees registered voters, well, you would think that they would know this stuff. Then we can go through, you know, I don't want to drag this on for too long. I know we're short for time, but I can literally go through example after example after example of how they're caught in lies through FOIAs, Freedom of Information Acts, through NRS, Request for Information, through DMV's own records, the Secretary of State's own records, through USPS, you know, tracking of people that move out of state, their records, all this stuff. We have them caught dead to rights, and it's crickets. Crickets, like it's open shut. It's like literally, this is their data. This is their data up here. They don't jive. You can see the entire state was flipped by one county. You have 16 counties that were victims just by Washoe County. Literally that simple. And here's the thing. Where's the cavalry, right? So you've got, you have your county, right? So you have your sheriffs and you have your DAs, but they don't prosecute their own because these are county workers. You have your attorney general, which is one of the, call it the Biden regime. You have your governor, part of the Biden regime. You have your state's attorneys, part of the Biden regime. You have your FBI and DOJ, all part of what appears to be the same teams because, you know, we've given all this evidence to, a lot of these local law enforcement agencies and crickets. I mean, this literally like should be across the front page of every single newspaper and on every single TV channel. It flipped the entire state, one county. And people, they think Washoe County is, kind of small. What's the second largest in Nevada? But there's enough here to flip everything statewide and definitely flip things countywide. It's crazy. And the best part is it's all their own data. We don't have to dig into Edward Solomon and all his amazing work that he did here in Nevada, showing how our votes, they're diluted to 0.63% by the algorithm from the machines. We don't even have to go into the dead people or all the people that live out of state or any of that kind of stuff. I don't have to show you the 60,000 people that shouldn't be on the ballots. None of that stuff. I just literally have to show you their own data that came from their own disks that they're too freaking stupid to know what's in there. It's a very small group of people with the register of voters. And I believe that there's people probably manipulating the data that they're not really aware of. And they just cover for those people because they've been caught in lie after lie after lie. So why would they be lying if they were really wanting to, fix this? And why won't they ever take any meetings with us where we can expose all of this fuckery, for a better word? I mean, it's just they've literally stolen from every citizen in Nevada. This has definitely affected the United States. And this is one state where it's just open shut. Like it's literally as simple as this is their data. It doesn't add up. They're off by 40,000 votes just in this one thing. And then if you dig into the 40,000 votes, it's more like 100,000 votes when you really start digging in. So it's very disheartening that this isn't front news everywhere. Hopefully the fam here will share it. I've put links and videos where I go into a much deeper dive on Gab. So you can find me on Gab at Robert Beatles and just share it to the four corners. I'm telling you, because it is so simple. You've got just the easy math in the beginning, 304,000, 307,000. They added somewhere between 95,000 and 180,000 new people. When you look, and if you look at their actual data from the disk itself, you can clearly see that they added 84,221 in 20, 84,216 in 2021. It looks like they're going to end up about the same number in 2022. This is like a 1 in 16 quadrillion chance where you would have just 5 voters separating between 2 years of additional voters added to the voter rolls. And then to possibly clean their rolls to make it look like I'm stupid and our team is retarded, they would have to remove about 84,000 people to make it pencil out. It's like they're caught dead to rights. It's just the most open shut case I've ever seen in the history of election fraud. And I guess it's up to God and us to get the word out.
Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. So happy 2022. Interest rates are at zero. Our government is printing money, $5 trillion in new money to be exact. We're told Russia's on the verge of waging war with Ukraine. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Inflation is at 7.5%. Something's not adding up, is it? So what can you do? You can play it safe by putting some of your assets into precious metals and keeping your money free from inflation. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers. Just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? Call 877-646-5347 or visit the website noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, I mean, it feels like we need divine intervention because the entire body politic is so hopelessly corrupt that really what it does is it morally exhausts those of us who want justice, who strive for justice, who hunger for justice. And of course, you're not alone. You know this entire story, but Hovan Pulitzer's election fraud investigation report, Congress not interested. Well, what a shocker. Congress is cut with these same despicable people, but pattern recognition specialist Hovan Pulitzer has released his report on election fraud and foreign interference in the 2020 election, which concludes that by eliminating the counterfeit mail-in and absentee ballots, Trump almost certainly wins. This is really a battle against the New World Order and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and George Soros and the Rothschilds and the central banks. They don't want Trump in office. They want their little puppet, imposter president Biden. So the question is, how do we get justice when the body politic is so hopelessly corrupt? Do we just have to make sure that 2022 is fair? And if so, how do we ensure that we get a fair election?
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of great points there for sure. I mean, how do you go to the criminals for justice, right? It's like what we saw in the elections was literally like, say you and I, right? Say you're the lottery commissioner, okay? And I buy a lottery ticket. You and I already have an inside deal. I don't show anybody in the world my lottery ticket. You're the lottery commissioner. You just tell the world, Beatles won. Nobody can see the ticket. Nobody can verify anything on it. But you and me, just a little, you know, a little payday underneath the table, and we both profit. That's what we're seeing on a large scale across. And people keep pointing at Trump, and yes, Trump absolutely won. Jovan is great. I love Jovan. I respect the crap out of him. Brilliant guy. But he didn't almost certainly. He 100% won. It is literally so crystal clear when you dig through this stuff. And he was only talking about one aspect of it. So when he talks about all of it, I'm sure he will tell you Trump absolutely won. But what people don't understand is this happens at a local level. See, all politics are local, like the old saying goes. Plato said, get involved in politics or be ruled by evil or lesser men. We see that playing out today. What we see is Christians, great people, people of moral character, they need to be involved in politics. We can't leave it to other people. We've always thought that politics was a dirty game. And so by doing that, thinking that way, we've stayed out of it. And so who then gets in? The last people in the world that we want having the power over us have it. And so you can't go to these people really for justice. So you can vote them out only if you can secure the elections. And there's a way to do this. For instance, you know, we've been working on a resolution. It started off as a 100-point petition, got whittled down to about a 20-point resolution. for Washoe County, which then could be replicated in all the counties across the country. Nevada's a different kind of animal because they don't even allow for ID when you vote, right? Everything is like mandatory, you know, mail out ballots, just ballot harvesting, all kinds of craziness. So you have to navigate the existing laws so you're not against the law when you present a resolution that the commission could vote for and then get kicked out because it's not legal. So we crafted this resolution. And then, of course, the county commissioners, when they received it from one of the commissioners, and it was actually Jeannie that took, you know, a bunch of all the different people's ideas and all the stuff that we put out there in petitions and crafted her own resolution and took it before the board. They took it, they put it on the agenda. But by the time they took it and then put it on the agenda, they manipulated it. And they made it to where it went from being an acceptable format to an inacceptable format. So then it got thrown off the agenda. And of course, you know, we have hundreds of people there with us as, you know, we're explaining all the stuff to these commissioners and whatnot. And we're not allowed to now have them vote on the resolution because they messed it up. The county manager fell on the sword because, again, he's the appointed guy. I think he was just their patsy. I hear all kinds of things from within the county of how they absolutely did not want this to pass because, again, politics are local. So imagine if you're the commissioners and you have the power to manipulate elections, if you're a bad guy and you wanted to do that, and then this resolution would keep you from doing that. So when we find and we look into the register of voters, they hire these temp agencies out of Las Vegas and another temp agency out of Washoe County. And they use these people during elections to work different various positions within the register of voters, including tabulating votes. They bring in observers from like Washington and from California. And these people take space. So now Nevadans can't be present as poll watchers. And God knows that when they tried to become an actual election worker, they're not allowed because Deanna Spicula and Heather Carmen, the two register of voters, are basically the two people that vet and hire anybody that's gonna work the elections. So they have control over the temp workers that count the ballots and work the various things. They have control over the election workers who count the ballots and do various things. And then, you know, the watchers, they say, oh, well, it's, you know, first come, first serve, right? It's open to the world. So if people from Washington, people from California come in, then Nevadans can't get in. They can't see anything. And they can't see anything anyways, because in Nevada, it's worse than Venezuela. In Nevada, you cannot be physically present while they're counting and tabulating the ballots.
This is oh my God, this makes me so angry. I mean, we're supposed to have taken this thing back by now. So I know that you feel the same way I do, and you hunger for justice, and you are angry at the crickets. Meanwhile, stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. And look at this clown show. You say if you don't get involved in politics, then you'll be ruled by lesser or evil men. These people are the biggest joke in the world. The United States has become a laughingstock. Why? Because of this.
Let's cut energy costs for families. An average of $500 a year by combating climate change. Let's provide an investment tax credit to weatherize your home.
You idiot. Climate change. See, that's the next one. That's all he's got. Climate change. We're supposed to pay carbon taxes to international bankers in the name of climate change. How's that going to help the family? How's that going to help the average American family? This man shut down the XL pipeline first day. This man ended federal leases for oil and gas explorers in the first week. This man is a traitor to this country, and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences, Robert.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I won't revisit what I was talking about, how our elections are worse than Venezuela, but you're right. I mean, and when you look at the treason and the corruption that these people have been caught with, but there's no consequences for them. When you look at just some of the people that were sitting up there, right? You look at their ties to Ukraine. You look at the money, the billions of dollars that go to their families from like Ukraine. You look at, you get Kamala Harris right there that, you know, is one of those, you know, big, you know, pushers of, you know, white privilege and, you know, white people have slaves and all this kind of stuff. You look into her family had slaves, right? I mean, they literally just lie, deny, project, and mock. That's all they do. And, you know, when you actually have the truth, they'll just attack the messenger versus the message. When you see your elections don't count, this is what we see happening. And it happens locally. And it happens globally. All right. So you're seeing it. Everybody's eyes should be open to this and they should be wanting to get involved. That's why, you know, a good friend of mine, Dan Schultz, we built the precinct strategy platform out so they can communicate and strategize across the country. And it's taking off like wildfire. It's late in the game, but it's not too late, because if we're able to get enough people down at the elections, like we did in Virginia. And I know the GOP loves to take credit for that, right? The GOP, the RNC, they love to take credit for the work of others. When something goes great, they're right there to take the credit for it. But anyways, it's, you know, it's all the mama bears, and it's all the precinct committeemen, and it's, you know, it's Bannon, you know, pushing a lot of people there. And we were able to get it up to like 90 something percent to where there was people there for the elections, working the elections. And if you're able to do that in every single state, in every single county, it's going to be extremely difficult for them to rig this. But people have to show up and they have to get involved. We're going to keep, you know, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to try to repeal like AB 321. We're, you know, trying to get our resolutions pushed through. We'll sue the crap out of counties if we have to, people individually if we have to. You know, God's blessed me. You know, we've got a lot of money. So we're throwing it at trying to fix these problems. And whether it's recalling politicians, we're recalling two people right now. We're trying to, you know, fix our elections. You know, we're trying to repeal state laws. We're trying to fix things, you know, in our own state, in our own backyard. And if everybody did that, this would be over very quickly. But it requires good people to get involved. Rather than to cry from the couch and say how bad things are, I'm just going to go drink my bottle of Jameson and call it a day. That doesn't get us anywhere. We have to trust in God and put in the work. And for the people to think, well, this is the end times. Well, even the apostles and the disciples thought it was the end times when they were around. Here we are 2,000 years later. You know, even Jesus, you know, even the disciples, all of them said they don't know when the end is. Only God knows, right? So for people that just think, you know, well, this is it. I'm just going to hunker down. It is what it is. Well, again, I mean, look back thousands of years. They've all thought that. But when there's good times, it requires good people, right? It requires strong people, people to get involved and actually, they don't have to, there's no need for violence. They can literally just get involved in politics and take this crap back. It requires, you know, good Christian people to run school boards. It requires good Christian people to be, you know, county commissioners. You don't realize that five people, like in a county commission, have the power to lock down an entire county, to tell you what's healthy and what's not, to tell you how you can vote and how you can't, tell you how you can travel, where you can live, what you can go see and go do. You didn't realize that five people, like county commissioners or county supervisors, could do that stuff or completely steal an election if they wanted to. So many things. But if we get involved, this stuff can all end. I'm telling you.
Well, I agree. I mean, I have hope. I am hopeful. And I do see a great awakening happening around the world. People are marching in the streets. People are waking up to the election fraud and the vaccine fraud and the lockdown fraud and the World Economic Forum fraud. And I guess we come full circle if I play this clip, because I began by saying it's really a battle against the New World Order powers that want Biden in office. Listen to this Ukrainian parliament member and who she's fighting for.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had thriller revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries.
You know how Klaus Schwab has stacked the cabinets of all these countries? He brags about it. Canada, tell me she's not one of them. Tell me for one second she's not one of them. And by the way, Ukraine, we will never, ever get the full story on Ukraine. The American people are being propagandized to about Ukraine, just like they have been about vaccines. This Ukrainian thing stinks to high heaven, and Putin has been surrounded by NATO for decade after decade after decade. They continue to close in. He warns them, stop closing in. You're breaking our agreements. They've got him in the vice. They got him in the military vice of NATO. And then the minute he pushes back, finally, all hell breaks loose and Bitcoin goes up 20% in a day.
Well, it all goes back to elections for sure. It all goes back to good people not being involved. But what you see when you look at Ukraine or you look at Russia, pretty much every war we've ever been in are against countries that are not part of the IMF or the central bank system. Prove me wrong. Look at it.
Yep.
And you'll see Russia again. Doesn't want to play, right? So when then you look at Ukraine and you realize that the government was overthrown in 2014 by, let's just call it, American cabal type forces, where they got in bed and they started setting up shop in Ukraine. You've seen the Bidens, where they've got, you know, billions of dollars. You've seen him extort the government there and tell, hey, unless your prosecutor gets fired, you're not going to get the money. And then, son of a bitch, the guy was fired and they got their money. I mean, it's like treason, just in our face treason. So you know that Ukraine, I'm sure there's a ton of amazing people there. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are being hurt through all this crazy cabal stuff. But this all just goes back to elections. It really does. Do you think any of this stuff would happen if you had moral Christians that believed in the Constitution in every layer of government? Do you think any of this stuff would be going on? I don't. That's why we all have to get involved. It's really that simple, because all this stuff here, this leads to either the worst war we've ever had or just, more extortion of funds from different countries where the top get richer on the backs of, you know, the poor. All these sanctions, all it does is just, it just hurts the citizens. I mean, they're literally just, with all these sanctions, they don't do anything to the governments. It doesn't do anything really to the rich. All it does is it really cripples and crushes the citizens that they hope then revolt and maybe overthrow, you know, maybe Putin or something like that. It's horrible what these people do to the people. I mean, it's just when you look at the cabal type and what happens to everybody underneath because of their decisions, it's satanic. It truly is. I mean, that's what it all boils down to. I mean, if you just want to get right down to the bottom of it, it's just good versus evil. It goes back thousands of years. You got people that worship Lucifer and you got people that worship Christ, and they've been in a battle this entire time. And I think this world is a stage, and what you do here is what you'll be judged on forever.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You know, it's a great place to just wrap this conversation up. But since you are a crypto guy and you own Monarch, you're part owner of Monarch, or you own the whole thing?
No, I'm part owner. Yeah, I've got a couple owners there. We started it back in 2017 just to help friends and family not lose their crypto. And then we created Monarch Pay to essentially get businesses into crypto that don't have to worry about having their money frozen or taken or clawed back from them like you see in other countries, or, you know, high transaction fees, all that kind of stuff. We use stable coins and stable tokens. So that way it's lightning fast. It's completely decentralized, and it's just between the merchant and the consumer. You can use it anywhere in the world. So we literally just opened up commerce to the world. That's why you see spikes in places like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, because when you shut down like SWIFT or just traditional payment gateways, financial systems that these countries are used to using that now they're not able to, their citizens are having a harder time spending that type of money.
Yeah, like in Canada, though, too. They're coming after people's bank accounts in Canada because they don't like the style of protest. They don't like the politics of the people. So this is absolute tyranny, fascist tyranny, like the likes of which we haven't seen in our lifetimes, not in our countries, not in Canada, not in the United States. So what I wanted to ask you is, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got to get this. Your Bitcoin outlook for this year and moving forward into subsequent years, I really want to know what you think. So your outlook for Bitcoin and your outlook for silver and gold, because the other day when silver broke through its 200-day moving average, Bank of America sold 1 billion paper ounces of silver to cap the price. So gold and silver will never trade freely. Well, someday they might, but they're not trading freely, whereas Bitcoin is. And I'll tell you another metal that is. And I'll tell you something else that is. Palladium. Palladium will go up 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% a day. You know, a good day for silver is up 1.5%. So your outlook for precious metals and Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, just remember, if the dollar crashes, it's bad for everything. Okay. So a lot of people say, if we have a complete financial meltdown, you know, Bitcoin's going to go through the roof. Things are too correlated for that. I've been in the space since 2011. I've heard everything. People called me crazy back in 2011. Then they saw it was true in 2017, 18 to today. Every bet I've ever placed, I've always won, you know, thank God. But I don't even collect on them. Even the Wolf of Wall Street with my good friend Jordan Belfort, you know, I didn't even ask him to pay up. So when it comes to Bitcoin, I think you're going to see it continue to rise in price. There might be some dips and some valleys and things like that. But remember, Bitcoin is not made for peer-to-peer transactions like Satoshi Nakamoto envisioned back in, I guess it would be around Halloween of 2009. So when you look at what it was initially designed for versus what it is, it's literally a store of wealth. and people in other countries where they try to use it as the means of commerce. What you see quickly is the transactions become way too expensive to spend or to use because it just costs you too much money. It can literally cost exchanges millions of dollars a month in fees just to clean the dust of their Bitcoin, right? So it's too expensive to use in commerce when people start using it because there's only so many miners, the network slows down, the transaction prices go way up. But there's other alternative currencies out there. If you look at like Bitcoin Cash, for instance, where he literally did exactly what Satoshi said to do. When the technology gets there and when the demand gets there, make the blocks bigger. Who would have thought, right? That's what Satoshi said to do. But the original Bitcoin core team with Bitcoin didn't want to do that. They wanted to figure out a way to monetize it, make money, and come out with Lightning Network and all these other different things to basically make money. Anyway, so Bitcoin, I see it going up. I do. Just like I see every asset going up. It's called inflation, right? Then when you look at currencies for commerce, I would stick with things like Bitcoin Cash. A lot of people, you know, they talk crap on Ripple or XLM, but it freaking works, right? And I've always said it worked. And people gave me crap because they called it the banker's coin, but I'm like, dude, it works. So, you know, things like that work really well in commerce. But again, if you have a total financial meltdown, it's going to hit everything. But there's going to be a moment in time. Remember this. There's going to be a moment in time, a window. And you'll have to figure out what you're going to do because the dollar at some point is going to collapse. It really is. It's just a matter of time. You say that, you know, people have never lived under this type of tyranny, but throughout the history of the world, people have always lived under this type of tyranny. We've just had it good for a couple hundred years. People forget that. People are used to being doormats. People are used to being ruled by evil men. And so with currency, it's the same thing. The currency always collapse, and this will too. And there's going to be a moment in time when they switch from one to the other, and you're going to see all the assets just shoot up like crazy. And that's when you have to make your decision. What are you going to transfer that money right there into that's not going to collapse? So there's always things like gold and silver, you know, in that moment in time, if people are going to sell it, right? Who's going to want to really sell it? But there's always been gold and silver. It's always been money. Assets, depending on what happens. For instance, if there's a catastrophic war, we're going to lose. It's really that simple. The cabal has neutered our military by design. They have literally crippled us by design. They're, you know, got our borders open. They're probably got cells of people in here ready to do whatever they want to do. But our military is, you know, it's just awful what he's done to the military. So if there is a huge conflict, most likely America is going to lose. It's just the way it is. I hate to say it, but just look what they're doing. And if that happens, we're going to lose all of our assets. So this is just history again, because America was one of the first, where people actually could own their homes. They could actually own assets. When you go to other countries and things like that, you know, they're used to building something up and then the government stealing it from them. That's what typically happens. Typically, there's the people at the top that control all the wealth, all the assets, and then we're all just the serfs. So if that happens, then you know, like taking all your money and buying a bunch of real estate probably isn't the best idea because you're just going to lose it all. So I'd put it into things that are portable, things that, you know, could be worth more money in the future, whether it's gold and silver or artwork or prized possessions, gems, things like that, things that are portable, things you can move that you'll always be able to trade in the future if the worst, God forbid, happens. Sorry to be doom and gloom.
No.
I'm a realist.
No. We're cup half full here and we're realists. We know, I mean, $30 trillion in debt, this Ponzi scheme can't go on forever. So
sure.
You're absolutely right. All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much for your time tonight. I appreciate you jumping on short notice. Do you want to tell people how they can follow you?
Well, the bright news is, you know, God can turn this around in a second. It's just going to be enough people that, you know, follow God and try to hear what he tells them to do and to get involved. And I really think we can turn this around. But if we stay on this course, we're definitely screwed. Just you can find me on Gab. Gab, it's just at Robert Beatles. I'm on Gab TV. I've got some videos up there from showing all different types of things, or CryptoBeatles.com. I still have a link to whatever social sites haven't been taken down. I've been kicked off of Wikipedia, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. But, you know, it's funny. We can talk about whatever we want, like Bigfoot, or, you know, we can talk about alien invasions or flat earth or all kinds of crazy stuff, right? But you just talk about the facts, the not vaccines. You talk about the election fraud, bloop, censored and deleted.
Yep. That is what they are good at. And Mark Zuckerberg, you want to talk about treason. I mean, boy, don't get me started about Susan Wojcicki and that idiot over at Google, Sundar Pichai. Don't get me started about that moron over at Twitter. I've been banned from all these places as well. And these people are truly guilty of treason and crimes against humanity, in my view. And with that said, I guess we'll wrap it up. Robert, thank you so much.
Always, brother. God bless everybody out there. Love you.
Yeah, God bless you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. And I'll remind you guys for free every single day, check us out at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
I was not raised in a religious home. But I didn't have any adversity towards the Bible until the sixth grade, Lexington, Mass. Public School, Parker School, Elementary School, sixth grade. My teacher, Mr. Horowitz, was teaching us evolution. And I had a little classmate who was a Christian, and she raised her hand and said, "Well, Mr. Horowitz, that's not what the Bible says." And he looked at the girl with almost pity in his eyes, and he said, "Well, I'm sorry, dear, but science has proven that the Bible is wrong."